The prohibition of doing Malacha and Chol HaMoed, part two of our series of the summary of the laws and customs of Chol HaMoed. So the sages state that one who belittles the Moed does not have a portion in the world to come and is considered as if he has served idols. So we see that guarding the Moed and following its laws is so important that the sages stated such severe impacts for one who belittles it. This can lead us to believe that most certainly the Isser, the prohibition, against doing Malacha, doing Chol HaMoed, is of biblical status. However, in truth, we find amongst the Rishonim and Poskim a great debate in this matter. Some hold that the Isser doing Malacha and Chol HaMoed is only rabbinical, while others hold that it is biblical, and practically the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tefillin rules that the prohibition is only rabbinical in origin. Nonetheless, Chamurim Divrei Seferim Yesim Divrei Torah, everyone agrees to the saying of the sages, of the severity of one who belittles the Moed, as we mentioned before, and likewise everyone agrees to the notion that the exact details of Malacha that are forbidden during Chol HaMoed were handed over to the sages to decide whether one holds its biblical in origin or only rabbinical. So in short, the million-dollar question, what's prohibited to be done during Chol HaMoed and what's permitted? So ideally, every Malacha that's Asar on Shabbos and Yantiv is potentially and possibly likewise prohibited on Chol HaMoed. The only difference is that on Chol HaMoed, being that it was given to the jurisdiction of the sages to decide what's mut and what's asr, the sages gave us various rules and various cases of exception in which they permitted a malacha to be done. We will now go through the general list of exceptions of cases and rules in which the sages said that you can do malacha during Chol HaMoed. Number one is malachas that involve no effort. All malacha, even biblical in nature, such as lighting a fire, which is not time-consuming and hence involves no effort to perform, is permitted to be done on Chol HaMoed without restriction. The Chachamim, when they took a look at the malachas that are forbidden on Shabbos and Yantiv, and wanted to then decide what will of those malachas be likewise prohibited on Chol HaMoed, said we're only going to prohibit it those malachas that take time. But those malachas that don't take any time to do are permitted to be done. Thus, it is permitted for one to turn on and off a light for no reason during Chol HaMoed, even if it's not Tzarich HaMoed, and so on and so forth of all cases of the like in which the malacha being done is effortless and does not take time. And while not all Poskim agree to this notion, practically this is the main approach. Likewise, those prohibitions on Shabbos and Yom Kippur that relate to speech are not applicable during Chol HaMoed, and therefore it is permitted on Chol HaMoed to speak about doing malacha after the Moed. So you can speak to a friend about a building project even though you can't build during Chol HaMoed. Another case of exception that the sages gave is Tzarich Oichel Nefesh. And they said that any matter that is needed to be done, any malacha that needs to be done for the sake of eating food during the Moed is permitted to be done, even if it requires professional work, Maisa Uman. Another example of cases that the sages gave exception to is Davar HaAved, that if the malacha in question is needed to be done in order to prevent a impending monetary loss, as opposed to the loss of a potential gain, then the Chachamim permitted one to perform even Maisa Uman, even professional work, in order to prevent the loss. Another case of exception is regarding Fasarich HaMoed for the need of the Moed. Whenever the malach in question is needed to be done for a need of the Moed, even if it doesn't involve food, and the sages permitted Maisa Hedya to be done, this means amateur work, while Maisa Uman remains prohibited, even if it's with Tzarich HaMoed, unless it is food-related, or has one of the other exceptions applied to it, as we mentioned. Now, what indeed is the difference between Maisa Hedyan and Maisa Uman, a work that's viewed as an amateur's job versus a work that's viewed as a professional job? So, in general, it's as simply as it sounds. Is it a malacha that can be done by average people, or is it something that it takes a professional to do? Such as, for example, in a car, if you have a tire that needs to be switched, most people know to switch tires. It's considered Maisa Hedyot. So if you need to switch your tire during the Moed, it would be permitted for the need of the Moed. However, if something more serious happened to your car that requires a mechanic, then that's considered Maisa Uman. While this is an example, practically in each case in question, one must determine by each malacha what's defined as Maisa Uman versus what's defined as Maisa Hedyot. Another exception given by the sages for which malacha may be done during the Moed is if it's tzarich rabim, for the need of the public. In such a case, it permitted one to do malacha for the need of the public, even if it's maisa uman, if it involves a bodily need. So, for example, it's permitted to fix roads during the Maid, to prevent hazards from the road. It's permitted to mark graves. It's permitted to fix a mikvah, and cases of the like, because they're all considered a need for the public. Regarding the need of a mitzvah, the sages did not permit one to perform ma'isa uman, professional malachis, for the sake of a mitzvah. However, they did allow one to perform ma'isa hedyit, amateur work, if it is for the sake of a mitzvah. Regarding amir l'nachri, asking a guy to do malacha for you during the ma'id. So the rule is that any malacha that's forbidden for a Jew to do during the ma'id, meaning one of the above exceptions, does not apply. It is likewise forbidden for him to ask a guy to do so on his behalf, as is always the rule regarding asking a guy throughout the entire Torah. Whatever's forbidden for you is forbidden for you to ask the guy. However, if it is for the need of a mitzvah, the need of the ma'id, then we are lenient to allow one to ask a guy, even if it's considered ma'isa uman.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.